from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
If you're a regular American and you tuned into that hearing yesterday to watch Cheadle, I watched it from the beginning to the end. I almost never do that.
Yeah.
But I'm fascinated by this entire situation.
Yeah.
And you watched it. You watched even a half an hour of it. You kind of came into it with an open mind, or you didn't know much about the situation other than that Donald Trump was just almost killed and it was a miracle he survived. Maybe even 15 minutes of it you watched. And you came away, you had to, wondering, did the Secret Service want Donald Trump killed? It was that bad. She was that belligerent yesterday. Mm-hmm. She has cold, dead fish eyes. She does. And I think the committee looked for answers from her yesterday. They got one. There was one answer in that entire thing. And they had to beat her and beat her and beat her to get it right. But the other thing they were looking for was some sort of basic human emotion or sense that she felt bad that a man is dead.
Yeah.
Some sort of words or emotion or just something. From the bottom of my heart, I have grieved since this happened. I can barely sleep. I have spent every waking moment questioning how this happened and trying to get to the bottom of it. Do you hear the passion in my voice? I am not the Secret Service director. Okay? Someone is not dead on my watch. It was dead, cold fish the entire time. There was nothing in that hearing that would let you think that she cared, that she was anything but annoyed she had to be there. I don't think after watching that hearing and the psychopathic way in which she behaved, I do not think she cares at all that Corey Compradore is dead. Yeah. I don't think she cares. I don't think she's given it a moment's attention. And she kept just saying these things. Why haven't you been to the site? And she'd say, oh, she has this fiction, this bizarre fiction. Oh, well, there's an ongoing FBI investigation. I can't go to the site. Were you aware Congress members have been to the site? Been on the roof? Mm-hmm. Despite this active FBI investigation that's blocking you from going? She doesn't seem to either know, care, or she's lying. It is so bizarre. The whole thing left you with a deep sense of creep. Just creepy. Just creepy. I'm going to demolish her lies yesterday. Got a ton of audio here. But if you spent any time watching it or you want to go watch it or just watch the clips of it that are on X so the American people can see them, you will get a sense of what I am talking about.
That was one of the most bipartisan things I have seen in Washington, D.C. in a long, long time. Now, granted, Democrats, you know, they got their usual Second Amendment things in there and some other things, their other political points. But it's like when you, at the end of the hearing, have a letter from the ranking member and the chair that says, we want your resignation. Wow.
Here's the Democrats yesterday. Some of that.
The reason why members in this committee are calling for resignation, and I join in that, or for the president to fire you, is because you're saying there's going to be accountability, but you can't commit that people are going to get fired.
I believe, Director Schittle, that you should resign. I think there are colleagues on both sides of the aisle who believe that, and I hope you'll consider it.
I will be joining the chairman in calling for the resignation of the director.
They don't mean it. Let me tell you why. And this was a great dodge by the Democrats yesterday. One of the things I keep tweeting about is the shock of the fact the Democrats, up until the last 24 hours, have had nothing to say about this, about any of it. They're fine with it. They're cool with it. They're not interested. They have not called on Biden to fire Cheadle. And all of a sudden, all of a sudden, oh, you signed a little letter. That's nice. Okay, cool. The ranking member of the committee signed a little letter demanding what again? Oh, that she resign. Okay, well, there's a way around this. The Democrats did a great job pretending the only way for her to be removed is for her to resign. That was the narrative in the play from yesterday. No. If they actually care, and they don't, if they actually cared, they would write a letter to our missing commander-in-chief and demand her resignation. They have not. They did not. They could hold a press conference demanding that he fire her. They have not, and they did not. And up until the embarrassment of the Democrat Party that this committee hearing brought, they didn't give a damn. There is nothing on the record asking Biden for her resignation. There isn't even leaks that, hey, you know, behind the scenes, you know how they leak this, behind the scenes, we went and asked for her resignation. We really want her gone. And I said, this is the weirdest thing because the Secret Service protects Democrats too. You'd think they'd want to be safe, but they don't seem worried about their own safety. That's the weird part. This hearing deeply embarrassed
them. It's probably very much window dressing, but it's just, to me, it was interesting that they actually played along to this level. They went a little further than I thought than they had to or were going to. But once again, I agree with you. I think that's you're spot on about this. This is window dressing. This and these things are always for show. But it was interesting that they were willing to play along to that degree, because generally they won't play, period, at all, under any circumstances. But on this one, I think they know that they've got to show their at least leaning toward that direction.
Barry is watching on Facebook. He writes, it looked like the Democrats were briefed before. They all asked the same question.
Well,
they kept asking, does citizens owning guns make your job harder or easier? Yeah, they tried to deflect.
Oh, yeah. That's to be expected. That's all of that. You knew was coming. You knew it was coming. It was always going to be, you know, assault rifle ban this and, you know, multi-capacity, magazines and all this other, you know, stuff that they usually talk that really has nothing to do with anything. You knew that was going to be brought up. But at least they did at least say the same thing that Republicans were saying about the situation, which was kind of unusual.
And I think it was only because they were forced
to
finally.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have not been doing the rounds talking about this at all. There has been absolute stone cold silence from the Democrats until now when they are forced to acknowledge this. Bottom line, they were totally fine until they were embarrassed by this hearing with her staying in power, with the level of protection Trump got, and quite frankly, with Trump being assassinated on her watch. They were fine with all of that. They were. And that's what their stone cold silence says to me. I mean, it's very obvious what it says. Overnight, coming up on the show, stay tuned for this. Do you know how one of the things we sell downstairs, Lee, I was actually in a sales presentation the other day with a potential client. One of the cool things we sell, and I'm amazed by this technology, we can draw like a line around your business, right? And we can see every cell phone that went into your business and came out. We know who they are. We know where they live. And you can buy that information from us. And we can, and we did, sitting in that meeting the other day, say to the client, hey, you know what? Your foot traffic here in Greenville is down 20% over last year in terms of number of cell phones came through your door. Do you want to know who they are and where they live? Well, you know what, Lee? You can buy that information for somebody's house. Did you know that?
Not surprisingly, no.
And you know whose house an investigative group bought that information from about?
I don't know. Somebody in the news recently?
Thomas Crooks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The assassin.
Yeah.
And wait till you hear who was coming and going from his house.
And where else they'd been.
They've been. And then the fact that the Secret Service director doesn't want to answer questions, and neither does the director of the Department of Homeland Security want to answer questions, begins to make a lot of sense, because that guy is over the what? FBI. I'm going to lay it all out coming up. And folks, again, Kimberly Cheadle, we're going to pick on her today, but she's a diversion.
Yeah.
The person who needs to sit in that chair is Alejandro Mayorkas.
Amen.
And I'm going to explain why.
Yeah.
All of that, in a way, nobody else will. So coming up next, stay tuned.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!